escapes. During the infancy of Australian settlement, the brutalities of the penal system encouraged convicts to desert into the bush. The fate that befell most of these runaways was to perish from lack of food or on the spears of the Aborigines. But to many convicts, these fates seemed preferable to remaining in the chain gang. Although Melbourne was not founded until 1835, several attempts were made before that year to plant colonies in Port Phillip. The first of these attempts took place in 1803, when Lieutenant Colonel Collins landed at what is now known as Sorrento with 300 convicts, their military guard, and a handful of free settlers.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Tucky.
I observe the Nelson has arrived, sir.
Yes, she sailed into the bay this afternoon. I have a reply from Governor King.
What does he say?
He says we may abandon the colony here and move to Tasmania.
That's excellent. This is a hopeless site for a settlement.
We mustn't waste any time in leaving. I'll have a pier built so that we can load our stores onto the Nelson.
Very good, sir.
It'll mean extra work for all hands.
The convicts are pretty mutinous as it is.
No, that can't be helped. I'll gazette an order that the convicts are to work all day on Saturdays and Sundays. If there's any trouble...
Get along there, you men. I want to get you locked up for the night.
We're going as fast as we can, sir. What with these leg irons?
Any more of your insolence, Buckley, and I'll see you get 50 lashes. Pass along there. All right. That's a lot of them, Sergeant. You can lock them up for the night. But don't forget to have a guard now.
Over here a minute, will you, Lee? Away from the others.
What is it, Buckley?
Oh, carry your leg iron, can't you? I hear enough of it all day without you clanking it round in here.
All right, Buckley, all right.
Things is always bad for convicts. But now that they got us working all day Sundays with 50 lashes if you look sideways at the guard...
Oh, man, I'd be better off if he was an heathen nigger.
I'm glad you feel like that.
Why?
Because I'm going to escape, and I want you to come with me.
And get a bullet through me back? From the sodgers? No, no thanks, not for me.
We'll watch our chance when there's no one looking.
Even if we do get away, they'll soon catch us. You can't run with 30 pounds of iron clanking around your feet.
Ain't you heard?
What?
Although we're working 7 days a week, they ain't satisfied with the way the pier is getting built.
They're never satisfied with nothing.
No, but they're going to take our leg irons off.
What?
So that we can work faster. And it gives us our chance.
Maybe it does, but...
But what?
What's the use of escaping into the bush to starve?
We ain't going to starve.
Why not?
Because we're going to China.
Well, we get there.
By walking, of course.
But you got to have a boat to get to China.
No, you ain't. You walk.
But there's an ocean in the way, ain't there?
No, there ain't. China's just over the ranges.
Are you sure of that?
Of course I am. Wasn't it China that Christopher Columbus wanted to discover?
I don't know.
And he would have discovered it, too, if America hadn't been in the way. This is China. At least it's part of China.
Yes.
Now, yon, it ain't more than 100 miles away.
But them niggers, they'll spear us.
They won't do that.
Why not?
Because if we meet any of them, we pretend to be mad.
Pretend to be mad?
They think anyone who's mad is sacred, sort of gored, see? Well, yon...
Yes. All right.
Good. We'll escape tomorrow morning, first chance we get. You ready, Lou?
Yes.
Feels great without our leg irons. Now wander away from the camp a bit, like as you was taking a sort of stroll.
All right.
And then make a dash for it when you see me.
Hey! Sentry! Stop those men!
They've forced him, sir.
Fire then, blast you! Fire!
So, they got clean away.
Well, Ducky, we embark for Tasmania tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Everything will be aboard by noon.
How many convicts got away in all?
6.
Poor devils. Those that don't starve to death will be speared by the blacks.
It appears that they believe that China is just over the ranges.
Which ranges?
Oh, the The Dandenong Ranges, I think the blacks call them. It was Buckley who spread the rumor.
Which was Buckley?
He was that giant of a man with a golden beard.
Oh, yes, I remember him. An excellent worker. I don't like deserting the poor brutes, even though they are convicts. But I'm afraid we'll have to leave them to their fate in the Dandenong Ranges.
What about turning back, Buckley?
No use doing that.
Well, if we give ourselves up, all they can do is lash us. I'd rather be lashed than starve.
But they'd be gone by now, Lee. It's a month since we run away.
We should have been in China 3 weeks ago, according to your reckoning.
Don't give up. We'll get there yet.
Why don't you give up pretending? You said the Chinese would make us into mandarins and give us a dozen wives apiece, and the wives would serve us our food on bended knees in silken garments. But all we got to eat is lizards and snakes.
Don't give way, Lee.
We'll be food for the crows ourselves soon. Look at me ribs sticking out through the skin.
You're no worse off than I am.
You said we'd pretend to be mad if we saw any blacks. There won't be much need to pretend.
Hey, did you see that?
What?
I saw a head over that rock.
A soldier?
No, a black. And there's one of them just stepped out from a tree.
With his war paint on?
We're surrounded, Lee. Look out for that spear. Pretend you're mad. Dance, sing, shout.
Too late. They got me, Buckley. Spear.
He's dead. Come on, you black devils. Can't you see I'm mad? I'm mad, I tell you. Mad. All right, kill me if you want to. If you're not going to kill me, for God's sake, give me food. Food, you ignorant heathen. Food, what goes in here? In mouth, see? Look. Oh, ignorant black heathen, I believe you're beginning to understand at last.
The Aborigines took Buckley, with his white skin and golden beard, for the ghost of Barwon, one of their dead chiefs. For many years, despairing of reaching China, he dwelt among the Aborigines, wearing kangaroo skins, joining them in the chase, learning to speak their language. As a result of the pretense of madness, which he always kept up, he was treated with great respect. His attempts to teach them English, however, failed until one day...
Olga, Barwon.
Hello, my dear.
You.
You? You're speaking English.
Me? You?
You've been taking notice of my lessons after all. Go on.
Hut.
Yeah, that's a hut. Why do you keep on pointing at it?
Hut. Me. You.
Oh, I believe you want to marry me.
Me, Lubra, for you.
I'll marry on one condition.
Me, Lubra,
and that
you.
Is that you let me teach you English. Oh, of course, you don't understand what I mean, but you will, my dear. You will. Now, I'll go along, Chief. Tell him we're going to have wedding and all the proper doings and trimming.
For 30 years more, Buckley dwelt among the blacks, his pretense of madness becoming at times almost a reality. The one thing that helped him to cling to sanity was the fact that he could talk broken English to his Lubra. But presently rumors began to trickle through to Buckley's tribe that the white ghosts from beyond the sea had appeared once more on the shores of Port Phillip. And with his faithful Lubra, he set out to seek them.
Look, my dear, there's the beach.
Beach? Me no like. Come back.
Don't you understand? I'm perishing for the sight of my own kin.
Me? Your kin?
No, you're not, though you've been good to me. Look, there's a boat with people in it. White people. 3 men and a woman. Urnurun
talarwurun. Barwon, come, where?
Charvi, Charvi. Mogu, Mogu. It's no use their rowing away.
They fright. You wave spear.
Hey, come back. Come back. They're too far away now. They can't hear me.
You talk them. Black talk.
So I did. I was that excited I forgot the use of my own tongue. Anyway, this shows that there's white settlers in Port Phillip.
You come back, Bush.
No fear. I'm going to look till I find them. They can lash me. They can put me in chains. I don't care.
You go, white ghosts. Me go back bush.
You mean that if I go to my people, you go back to yours? Well, that's the way of the world, my dear. I'm sorry, but I can't help it. I know what I'll do. I'll go north to the River Yarra.
No, go Yarra, Yarra.
I'll go along the beach till either I find someone or make sure that there isn't an English settlement after.
How's the carpentry going, John?
I'll have this wall finished in half an hour.
Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes.
I'll have to wait. I want to get the hut finished tonight.
Oh, but John, the dinner will be spoiled.
Sorry, it can't be helped. Settlers in a strange land.
Look behind you, John. There's a man skulking behind that tree.
It's a black.
Where's your gun?
It's here.
Oh, don't shoot the poor creature unless he attacks you. John, I believe he's white.
He's as black as a burnt damper.
Look at his beard. It's golden. He's just sunburned.
I believe you're right. But he's wearing kangaroo skins.
Hey, you there. Come out.
Hey, you. No shoot.
Come on, I won't hurt you. Who are you?
I'm Buckley. I live in bush with blacks.
Why?
What year is this?
1835.
Blimey. It's 33 years since I went bush.
What's your name?
Buckley. Came here with Governor Collins. Me and Lee went bush to look for China.
China, eh? That's thousands of miles away. Can you imagine Buckley's chance of reaching China, Susan?
Then I hear English arrive, and I walk 100 miles to look.
John, the poor creature must be starving. Leave your work and bring him into dinner this very instant.
In a few weeks' time, this man who had doubly escaped, first from the chain gang and then from the wilderness, fully recovered the use of his native tongue. He was granted a free pardon, and though he thereafter more or less lived the normal life of the white man, was of great use to the settlers as an intermediary with the blacks. But he had not suffered any great harm from his life among the blacks, as shown by the fact that he lived to the age of 77, and then only died as the result of an accident. He has bequeathed to the English language a phrase which is descriptive of the futility of his attempt to reach China, Buckley's chance.